Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive into building that thriving dental practice.
Always exciting.
It is. So this is episode 5. We're moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
Still working our way through Scott Ferrell's book.
Creating a Thriving Dental Practice Sooner.
That's the one. And today we are tackling chapter 5, Marketing Mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
Navigating the Digital Landscape in Dentistry. And I got to tell you, that title speaks to me.
Doesn't it? To everyone. It really does.
Like a jungle out there.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, dentists are already busy enough as it is.
Right.
They don't need to become marketing gurus on top of everything else.
That's what I was thinking. Like, when do they have time to do all this?
Right.
Ferrell, he kicks this chapter off with a story.
Yeah.
And it's about a Seattle dentist.
Okay.
His name's Tom. And Tom spent $20,000 on marketing.
Wow.
No clue what worked, if anything worked. Just, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping something sticks.
Oh, I've heard that one before. Classic mistake. But, you know, I think that's what this chapter is really all about, escaping that mayhem. And it's not about doing more marketing. It's about doing the right kind of marketing. It's about using data to make informed decisions. Ferrell uses this great analogy of a leaky bucket. You can keep pouring in resources, time, money, effort, but if you don't fix the leaks first, you're not going to get anywhere.
We're just going to keep losing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about those leaks. What are some of the things that dentists need to plug?
Okay. So one big one that Ferrell calls out is what he calls the Google AdWords trap, right? Seems like a no-brainer at first. Get to the top of those search results. Everybody's on Google.
You got
to
get those clicks.
Yeah. But it can turn into a real money pit if you're not careful.
A black hole. So spill the beans.
Yeah.
What are most dentists missing when it comes to AdWords? What's the secret sauce?
All right. So Ferrell highlights three crucial elements.
Okay.
First, and this is a big one, conversion tracking.
Ooh, conversion tracking.
Yeah. You need to know which keywords and ads are actually leading to booked appointments. Not just website clicks.
Right.
That's vanity metrics. We want the bottom line. So you've got to connect your practice management software with Google Analytics and your AdWords account. Get that data flowing.
So it's all about, yeah, getting those butts in the seats, not just eyeballs on the website.
Exactly. And that's where the second element comes in, keyword targeting.
Okay.
A lot of dentists, they make the mistake of going after those really broad terms, like just dentists,
right,
which is super competitive, very expensive, but they're not really considering patient intent. What is the person searching actually looking for?
Yeah. So I'm thinking someone who searches dentist near me, they could just be curious. They could be in excruciating pain, right? Like two very different situations.
Exactly. And Ferrell says you've got to focus on those keywords that indicate the patient's ready to take action, like Invisalign consultation, dental implants cost, emergency dentist plus your city. You want to target people who are actively seeking what you offer.
I love that. Emergency dentist plus your city. That's so specific. So smart.
Right. You're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're going after those high intent searchers.
It's like fishing with a spear instead of a net. Love it. Okay. And this is all playing into that data-driven approach, knowing who you're talking to and how to speak to them.
Exactly. So what about that third element? You ready for it?
Hit me.
Landing pages.
Ooh, landing pages.
So instead of sending all their AdWords traffic just to their general website homepage, successful practices have dedicated pages for each service they offer.
Hmm. So what's the thinking there? I mean, isn't the homepage enough?
Well, think about it this way. If someone clicks on an ad for teeth whitening, they should land on a page that's all about teeth whitening, right? The benefits, the process, the cost, and most importantly, a clear call to action to book a consultation. You're guiding them towards that specific service. It's all about making it super easy to convert that click into a patient.
So it's not just about getting them to your website. It's about making sure the first impression is hyper relevant to what they're looking for.
Exactly. You want to make that experience as smooth and streamlined as possible. And Ferrell actually has this great diagram in the book that shows how all these pieces connect your practice management software, Google Analytics, AdWords, landing pages. It's like a blueprint for a truly data-driven marketing system. We'll make sure to include that in the show notes for everyone.
Perfect. Visual aids are always appreciated. Okay. So we've talked about avoiding the scattergun approach. We talked about dodging the AdWords trap. But there's another big challenge dentists face. How do you stand out when everyone's saying the same thing? You know, gentle, state-of-the-art care.
Right. Everyone's using those same buzzwords.
How do you differentiate yourself? Because I know Ferrell calls this out specifically, the need for differentiation. And he uses this fantastic example of a dentist in Portland.
Oh, I love this story.
I do too. Her name's Sarah, and she created what she calls the 15-minute promise.
It's brilliant. Tell us about it.
Okay, so Sarah guarantees that patients will never wait more than 15 minutes past their appointment time, or their next cleaning is free.
Wow, that's bold.
It is bold. But it speaks to a core need that we all have. Nobody likes to sit in a waiting room forever.
Nobody.
And Farrell says because of this promise, her practice grew by 40% in a single year.
That's incredible. And it really highlights how differentiation isn't just about saying things differently. It's about doing things differently. It's about understanding what your ideal patient truly desires. And it makes me want to ask our listeners, what makes your practice unique? What do you offer that nobody else can?
That's a really good question to think about. And while you're pondering that, let's move on to another pitfall that Farrell addresses. The DIY marketing trap.
Oh, the siren song of saving money, right? Do it yourself. It can't be that hard. It's tempting. I get it. But Farrell makes this crucial point. Your time is valuable.
Oh, time is money. And he actually puts a dollar amount on it, right?
Yeah.
He says a dentist who bills, let's say, $300 an hour, even if they only spend 5 hours a week on marketing tasks, that's $1,500 in lost potential revenue.
Every week.
Every week.
And what if all that DIY effort, what if it's not even effective? Think about it. That time, that money could be going toward better patient care, continuing education, things that are directly in your wheelhouse as a dentist.
So are you saying we should all just hire a marketing agency? Is that the answer?
It's not always about hiring an agency. It's about recognizing your core competency. You're a dentist. You excel at treating patients. So delegate the marketing to someone who excels at marketing, whether that's an agency, an in-house person. The key is to free up your time so you can focus on what you do best.
Okay, so we've identified some pitfalls to avoid. But now let's talk about building a marketing system that actually works. Where does a busy dentist even begin? I mean, how do they create a system?
Well, Farrell says you start with your most valuable asset, your existing patients. Happy patients, they're your best advocates. They've experienced your care firsthand. They trust you. They're the most likely to recommend you to their friends and family.
I mean, they're the original influencers, right?
Word of mouth is powerful.
It is.
But you can't just hope for those referrals. You have to actively encourage them.
Right.
Farrell talks about creating a referral program that is incentivized and systematized.
Okay. So what does that look like in practice? Give us some concrete examples.
All right. One practice he mentions, they offer a discount on the patient's next cleaning for each successful referral they bring in. Simple, effective. They also give patients pre-printed referral cards, easy to hand out, and they constantly promote the program at every touch point. Appointments, emails, their website, social media.
It's like they're weaving it into the fabric of the practice, so it's not just an afterthought.
Right. It should be front and center.
Yeah, make it easy. Make it rewarding. Don't just hope they'll remember you when a friend mentions they need a dentist.
That's right. And it's about focus. Farrell recommends mastering one or two marketing channels before trying to do it all.
Right. Don't spread yourself too thin.
If you're going to do Google AdWords, do it really well. If you're going to focus on Facebook, have a solid strategy. Don't try to be everywhere at once.
Okay, so we should pick our battles and win them.
Exactly. And of course, this all circles back to that data-driven approach we were talking about. Measure everything, know what's working, what's not, and use that information to make informed decisions.
And that's where those done-for-you solutions from Leverage AI can really be a game changer. They've got that integrated system with the CRM, AI, phone tracking, omni-channel marketing. It's like having a whole team of marketing experts working for you around the clock.
It takes a lot of guesswork out of it and frees you up to focus on what you do best, providing great patient care. And speaking of the future, Farrell ends the chapter with a glimpse into what dental marketing might look like in the years to come.
Okay, let's do a little time travel here. What's he predicting? Mm-hmm. What's the crystal ball showing us?
So he touches on some really fascinating trends, things like AI, chatbots, personalized marketing, things that might sound futuristic now, but are already starting to make waves in the industry.
So are we all going to be replaced by robots?
Not quite. Right. Not yet, at least. But these technologies are definitely going to play a bigger role. But as Farrell emphasizes, they're just tools, right? The fundamentals are still what matters most. You need a solid strategy, a deep understanding of your target audience, and a way to measure your results. Technology can amplify your efforts, but it can't replace those core principles.
So it's like you need a good foundation before you start adding all the fancy bells and whistles.
Exactly, exactly. And with that, I think it's a good place to pause for part one of our deep dive. We'll be back in part two to explore those emerging trends in more detail and discuss how you can start implementing some of these strategies in your own practice.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Picking up right where we left off, peeking into the future of dental marketing, that crystal ball.
And, you know, Scott Farrell paints a pretty fascinating picture in this chapter. Some of the things that he's highlighting, I mean, they're already starting to transform how dentists connect with their patients.
Okay, so give us a glimpse into that crystal ball.
Yeah.
What are those big changes? What's on the horizon?
One of the biggest is AI, artificial intelligence.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. And I know it can sound a little bit intimidating, maybe even a little bit futuristic.
Right. It's like, are we in a sci-fi movie?
Exactly. But the reality is, AI is already being used in dentistry in some really practical, really impactful ways. For example, it can analyze patient data to predict things like appointment no-shows.
Oh, that's interesting. So instead of just reacting after a patient misses an appointment, you could actually anticipate it and potentially prevent it.
Exactly. Imagine being able to identify those at-risk patients and send them a friendly reminder, offer them a more convenient rescheduling option. You know, it not only saves you time and money, but it also really improves the patient experience.
Yeah, and it keeps those chairs filled. Everybody wins. So what else can AI do for dentists? Let's keep going with that.
It can help personalize your marketing campaigns. So think about it. Instead of sending out a generic email blast to your entire patient list, you can use AI to tailor messages to specific demographics, interests, even past behavior.
Ooh. So someone who's expressed interest in Invisalign would get different messages than someone who's maybe more focused on just preventative care.
Exactly. And you know, those personalized messages are so much more likely to resonate with patients, lead to higher engagement, and ultimately more bookings.
It's all about making those connections,
right?
Delivering the right information at the right time. And, you know, that's something that Leverage AI does really well with their done-for-you solutions.
Yeah.
They've actually incorporated AI into their platform, so it's handling a lot of that heavy lifting for you. Predicting patient behavior, personalizing those campaigns. It's like having this whole team of marketing experts behind the scenes working for you 24/7.
It really does level the playing field, especially for those busy dentists. And AI isn't the only exciting development that Farrell talks about. He also talks about the growing use of chatbots.
Okay, chatbots. I think we all know those little pop-up windows on websites offering to answer your questions. Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. And they've become incredibly sophisticated. They can be available 24/7 to answer basic questions about your practice, schedule appointments, even collect patient information.
So no more playing phone tag. No more waiting till Monday morning to get your questions answered.
It's all about convenience. It's about meeting patients where they are. I mean, think about how many people search for information online after hours, right? A chatbot can be that friendly, helpful voice that's always there to assist.
Yeah, especially for handling those after-hours emergency calls or questions. It could triage those situations and make sure patients are getting the help that they need quickly.
Exactly. And all that data from those chatbot interactions, that can be integrated with your practice management software, giving you this complete picture of each patient's journey.
So we've got AI predicting patient behavior, chatbots providing 24/7 support, personalized marketing, reaching the right patients at the right time. It sounds like the future of dental marketing is all about automation and personalization.
It is. But as Farrell points out, they're just tools.
Oh, okay.
The technology is only as good as the strategy behind it.
So you're saying just getting a shiny new chatbot isn't going to magically solve all your marketing problems?
Exactly. You still need to have that solid understanding of your target audience, craft those compelling messages, and build a system that works. You know, technology can amplify your efforts, but it can't replace those core principles.
Got it. Okay, so for our listeners who might be feeling a little overwhelmed right now, what's the key takeaway? What should they be thinking about?
Don't be afraid to embrace new technologies, but don't get so caught up in the shiny objects that you forget the basics. You know, focus on building that strong foundation, a clear understanding of your target audience, a unique value proposition, a system for tracking and measuring your results.
Right. The fundamentals, they never go out of style.
Exactly.
And remember, you don't have to figure it all out on your own. Leverage AI can be an amazing partner in navigating this ever-changing landscape. They've got the tools, they've got the expertise, and that done-for-you approach can help you create a practice that truly thrives.
Exactly. And with that, I think it's time to take another break. When we come back for part three, we're going to shift gears and explore how to turn your existing patients into your most powerful marketing asset.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're wrapping up our exploration of Chapter 5 from Scott Farrell's Creating a Thriving Dental Practice Sooner. We've talked about dodging those marketing pitfalls. We even took a little peek into that AI-powered future.
And now we're going to unveil the secret weapon that every dentist already has right in their arsenal.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's this hidden superpower? Lay it on me.
Your existing patients.
Oh.
Farrell dedicates a whole section of this chapter to just how crucial those existing patients are to sustainable growth.
Makes sense. Happy patients, they're basically walking billboards, right?
More than that, they're trusted sources of information. Think about it. How much weight do you put on a friend's recommendation versus some random ad you see online?
Oh, huge difference.
Right. Farrell cites all these studies showing that referrals are way more likely to convert into long-term patients than those who found you through, you know, any other means.
So it's not just about getting any new patient. It's about getting the right kind of new patient. Someone who's already predisposed to trust you because they heard great things from someone they know.
Exactly. But here's the thing. You can't just sit back and hope those referrals magically appear.
Gotta work for them.
You need a system. Farrell talks about creating a referral program, one that is both incentivized and systematized.
I'm sensing a theme here. Systems, systems, systems. Not just winging it. So what does a successful referral program actually look like? Give us the details.
Well, there are lots of different approaches, but Farrell highlights a few key elements. First, incentives. One practice he mentions, they offer a discount on the patient's next cleaning for each successful referral they bring in. Doesn't have to be huge, just a little something to show your appreciation and encourage participation.
That's like that gamification aspect, right? We all love rewards.
Exactly. And then there's making it easy for patients to actually refer. Think pre-printed referral cards that they can hand out to friends, easy to share links they can post on social media. Remove that friction, and those referrals are much more likely to happen.
So it's not just about asking for the referral. It's about making the process easy for both the person referring and the person being referred.
Exactly. Streamline it. Mm-hmm. And don't forget about consistently promoting that program. Mention it during appointments. Put it in your follow-up emails, little signs around the office. Keep it top of mind for people.
Yeah, weave it into the fabric of the practice so it's not an afterthought.
Right. Front and center. And you know those results. They speak for themselves. Practices that implement these well-structured referral programs, they often see a huge jump in new patients. And not just any new patients, but the right kind of new patients.
The pre-qualified ones, yeah. That's a win-win for everyone. Mm. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the mechanics of getting referrals, the incentives, the systems. But what about the foundation? What makes people want to recommend you in the first place?
That's where the magic really happens. It comes down to creating an exceptional patient experience. Think about it. When you rave about a restaurant to a friend, it's not just because the food was decent, right? It's because you had an experience that went above and beyond.
It's those little touches, right, that make you feel valued, that make you feel cared for.
Exactly. And in dentistry, that can translate to a comfortable and welcoming environment, clear communication, procedures that are as painless as possible, staff that genuinely care.
So it's about going beyond just fixing teeth. It's about creating a positive experience that people want to share.
Exactly. And when you consistently deliver that wow factor, you know, that positive word of mouth marketing, it becomes an organic byproduct.
Love that. It's a ripple effect. Happy patients tell their friends, who then become happy patients.
Exactly. And that's what builds a thriving practice long term. Farrell puts it this way. Think about the experience you create for your patients. What makes them want to tell their friends about you? How can you systematize that wow factor?
Powerful question for dentists to consider. And it's not just about marketing tactics. It's about creating that culture of excellence that permeates every aspect of the practice.
And remember, building that culture, you don't have to do it alone. Leverage AI. They offer those done-for-you solutions we've been talking about, but they also offer expert guidance and support.
It's like having a partner in your corner, helping you navigate all those complexities.
Exactly. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Chapter 5. We covered a lot of ground, escaping marketing mayhem, to harnessing the power of those existing patients.
It's been a journey. Hopefully our listeners are walking away with some actionable tips and a renewed sense of excitement about all the possibilities when it comes to dental marketing.
Remember, you don't have to do it all at once. Just focus on implementing one or two key takeaways from this episode, and you'll be well on your way to creating a practice that not only survives, but thrives.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the resources that we mentioned. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue our exploration of Scott Farrell's book. Until then, keep creating those wow moments for your patients and watch your practice flourish.